This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, December 6th, 2018. We are still on Hayyaman Aleph, the fourth section, 5a. Mi'amar Rava Ba'util Bar Ketalahu. This is the yellow section, the yellow text on the source sheet. So now the cases get a little bit more complicated. Of course, more complicated always means more interesting. Ve'ama Rava, right? So this is a series of Rava and variations or rifts on the Edom Zomimim cases. So Ve'ama Rava, Ba'u Shnayim Ve'amru. Two people come, right? And they give testimony, and they say, Bechad B'Shabasa Harag Ploni Es HaNefesh. On Sunday, Ploni killed so-and-so. So Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday. Okay, particular place, particular time. Uva Ushnayim, and a second set of witnesses, another two come, Ve'amru, and they say two things. First, they say, Imanu Hayisem Bechad B'Shabasa. Classic Edom Zomimin. You couldn't have seen Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday. Right, because you were with us. Right, you said that Reuven killed Shimon in Manhattan on Sunday at noon. You were with us in Long Branch Sunday at noon. But, they add a piece, Ella rather, betray B'Shabasa, Harag Ploni as HaNefesh. You're right about the fact that Reuven killed Shimon, but it wasn't you that saw it. We happen to know that Reuven killed Shimon on Monday, but you said Sunday. V'lo od, not only that, says Rava, Ela afilu amru, even if the second set came and said, you, the first set, couldn't have seen Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday in place A because you were with us in place B. And then they said, afilu amru, even if they say, Erev Shabbos Harag Ploni Es HaNefesh, that you said it happened on Sunday. It actually happened on Friday before. Nevertheless, Neheragin, the first set of witnesses become Huzam, and they are killed. They are Neheragin. Whether or not, says Rava, they said it happened on Sunday and they did not witness it. Right, they tried to put Reuven to death for something they did not see. They get killed, even though Reuven actually killed Shimon. And it doesn't matter, says Rava, whether Reuven killed Shimon on Monday after Sunday or on Friday before Sunday. Why? Gemara tells us. Dibaidna dekamisahade, at the time, the idna, that they were misadi, they were testifying. Right, when the first set came to testify about Reuven, the second set had not yet given testimony. Nobody had, and therefore, Gavra Lav Bar Ketalahu, the Gavra, the person Reuven, is not Lav Bar Ketalahu, literally a son of death, destined to die. But if they testified about somebody who was on death row, who already had received their verdict of capital punishment, they were trying to kill somebody who was already dead, right? Halachically, if you will. They were already destined to die. They have a status of a Bar Ketalah, son of death. You can't kill somebody twice, halachically, or I guess even realistically. So that's what Rava says. The first set of witnesses get killed. Right? Whether or not Reuven had actually killed Shimon at the time they were testifying, because nobody else had testified, Reuven was, at this point, not judged, not Bar Ketalah. The first set tried to kill a person who was a regular human being from the eyes of the court, and therefore they get killed. So the Gemara responds to that, Ma'ay Kamash Malan, right? Kuf Mem Lamas, what are you coming to teach us? We actually already know that. How do we know that? Tanina. Right? We learned this before. Right? The word Tanina almost always implies we learned this already. We don't need you to teach us this, Rava. Where did we learn it before? Right, so this is a case where you have two sets of witnesses come to testify that Reuven killed Shimon. Lefichach says, right now we're in mid-quote, Nimtzas achas mehen zomemet, if one of those two sets becomes huzamt, right? So four people come in two different sets and testify that Reuven killed Shimon Sunday, you know, in Tel Aviv. Right, person five and six, a third set comes now and says, you know what, the first set of witnesses, you can't be telling the truth because you were with us in the Golan. But the second set of witnesses, right, not the third, but here the second that came the first time as the first, they're actually still intact. Their testimony will actually have Reuven killed, and the third set of testimony, third set of witnesses will have the Huzam set from the first batch of witnesses killed. The Gemara then says, Hu vehein neherugin. Who, i.e. singular, Reuven did kill Shimon. We have two witnesses to that effect. Reuven gets killed. Vehain and they, that second set of witnesses which came to say that Reuven killed Shimon, which got Huzam by the third set, are also Neheragin, Vehashniya Ptura. The other set, which did not get Huzam, and testifies about Reuven killing Shimon, so they're Pater. I mean, not only they're Pater, but they... nothing happens to them because they are seen as honest witnesses. Right, but that's exactly the case. This case is identical to Rava's. Two people came to testify that Reuven killed Shimon. And indeed, Reuven did kill Shimon. But they didn't see it. And at the time that they came to give testimony, Reuven was alive, well, and unjudged. And we see that if they get Huzam in that case, they get killed. So we don't need Rava to come and teach us that. That's the question of the Gemara. We accept Rava's statement. It's true, but it is unnecessary. So the Gemara answers, that's true. We're Moda. I grant it. I admit it. We don't need Rava's first case. But Seifa, what we need is Rava's end case. And Rava is simply giving us the first case to set up the second case. Right? The first case is the Resha, is the Rosha, the head, the Seifa is the end, the second case. Seifa, Masha, Ein, Kane, Bigmardin, Itztrichale. Right? We require Itztrichale, the Seifa, which deals with a case, Masha, Ein, Kane, where it is different in a case of Gmardin, where the witnesses are testifying not about the act of murder, but about we saw so-and-so convicted in court. The Gemara Din is the end of the din of the judgment, the verdict. Okay. How does that case work? It's going to tell us. Ba'u shnayim ve'amru b'chad b'shabasa nigmar dino shel ploni. So two people come and they say, listen, on Sunday we witnessed the verdict come down, the hammer drop on Reuven, and that he was liable for the death penalty. We were in court when it happened, so now you got to put this guy to death. Ubao shnayim ve'amru, a second set of witnesses come and say, here too, they're going to say two things. Number one, we're going to huzam your face. We're going to huzam you. Because b'chad b'shabasa imanu hayisem. You were with us on Sunday. It can't be that you saw this verdict being rendered because you were with us. But you know what? Ela be'erev Shabbos, nigmar dino shel ploni. You're right in the sense that Reuven was convicted and the verdict was rendered. And it happened on Friday. But it didn't happen on Sunday, like you said. Vela, oh, not only that. Ela afilu amru betray b'shabasa nigmar dino shel ploni. Even if they say, you were with us on Sunday, you couldn't have witnessed the verdict. But you know what? We witnessed the verdict on Monday, the day after. Right? Nigmar dino shel ploni. Right, that's when they say Lafilo Amru, right? They say Betrei B'Shabbos on the second, on Monday, two on, right? Trey is two of Shabbos, the second day, Monday. Right? Nigmar Dino, the verdict was given of Ploni, that Reuven is, right, a murderer. Ein Elu Neharagin. Right? This set of witnesses, despite the fact that they gave false testimony and couldn't have been there, they are not going to be killed. Right? So if they come on Sunday and they say, we witnessed the verdict and Reuven is now liable for the death penalty, they don't get killed because, and it's irrelevant whether the verdict was sealed before their testimony, before when they said it happened, or after when they said it happened, because by the time they come to court, right, so let's say they're coming to court a week later, or 2 weeks, or 3 days, it doesn't matter. By the time they get to court, this person's verdict has already been sealed. He's a bar ketala. And they're giving testimony to try and get somebody killed who's already sentenced to death. And for that, they're not punished by death. And that's how the Gemara concludes, at least our Gemara for today. Ein elu neharagim, why are they not killed? At the time, the idna that they're testifying, mesade gavra bar ketalahu. Reuven was already a son of death. He was already sentenced to death. And if you testify about someone who's already sentenced to death, you're not going to get punished as an aid zomi. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.